You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, Monday morning, 8:40. House Republicans last week announced a new plan to overhaul energy production here in Michigan. The idea is to keep our utility bills lower, which I think everybody could agree would be a good thing. Joining us right now to talk more about this is State Representative Jay DeBoyer. Jay, good morning.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know this is something that Republicans in the House have been working on for a long time. Kind of put it in a nutshell, what is this plan all about?
Yeah, a couple quick highlights. So the first thing is it's Project Lighthouse. The Republicans in the House have recognized, by the way, we recognized 2 or 3 years ago, that the path of wind and solar alone in the state of Michigan in the northern climate is an impossibility with regard to providing the electrical demand that we need. So what this bill package does, which was introduced by Representative Wenzel, who's the chair of energy, it does a couple things. It repeals the 2023 mandate, which was the requirement of, you know, wind, solar, renewable at darn near 100% capacity in the next 10 to 12 years, which every individual who doesn't even have to be an energy expert realizes that in the next 10 to 12 years, in order to provide the power for the state of Michigan through wind and solar is it's not just virtually impossible, Paul, it's absolutely impossible. Mm-hmm. The infrastructure alone could not be built out in a timeline fast enough to be able to do it. So it's a pipe dream. So it repeals that. Okay, but that's only a very small piece of what it does. Our grid and our infrastructure needs attention. It's falling behind, and the reason it's falling behind is because when you look at the mandates that have been put in place for this wind and solar, that's kind of a different infrastructure that you have to invest lots of money in infrastructure to be able to service and feed that. So what is happening is your mainline service infrastructure is being neglected, again, because billions and billions and billions of dollars is being spent on this green energy mandate. And so this bill also prioritizes the reliability of that grid, the operational cost of that grid. It changes the Michigan Public Service Commission priorities from are we mandating green energy to are we building a reliable, predictable, and safe infrastructure. It also does another thing that most of your listeners are probably totally unaware of. The MPSC actually skims some dollars off of your utility bill and then turns it over to green energy activist organizations that then can be used to lobby against you and me when we push back on rate increases at the MPSC. It's the most convoluted process that I've ever seen in my entire life. It absolutely bans that practice because that's contributing to your rates. So that's a quick nutshell. There's a little more detail we can get into here, Paul, but that gives you a quick nutshell what we're trying to do. It also gets, it addresses directly the problem of cost. As you're aware, there's also a tax package that we have introduced that's going to get moved through the House at some point that finally finishes off that personal property tax elimination, which we started a number of years ago to do. One of the entities that will get some sort of a benefit from that personal property tax elimination will be the utilities. And, you know, I know my first reaction to that would be, well, that's great. Are they really going to pass that savings along to the end user? Well, what this does, it puts in statute that those reductions in costs must be directly credited back. So you would see an immediate shift of the elimination of about $1 billion in rate increases in the state of Michigan over the last 3 to 4 years, 2 to 3 years, would roll right back to a utility baseline cost because of that elimination of that tax.
Jay, is this package going to address at all the issue that we had here in St. Clair County, where there are proposed solar projects that the state has said, no, you absolutely have to do this, even if the local government doesn't want it?
Yeah, so I can't go right to the nuance of those specific cases, but what I can tell you on the broad scale of this bill package is essentially yes, it will move that control for zoning and those kinds of things back into the local. It controls. It's a complete elimination of some of those packages that were passed when there was a unified government of all Democrats, you know, Senate, House, and governor. It will roll that back, but it doesn't just eliminate that stuff. It replaces it with things that make the production of energy, the distribution of energy, and the taxing of energy different than it is today.
And you say this is ultimately going to save Michiganders money on their utility bills.
Absolutely. So the first thing is on the tax piece. The tax piece is going to be directly, and it's in the statute that any cost saving because of this taxation reduction, it's not just utilities that are going to get paid tax savings reduction, but that's what we're talking about. So it applies here. That will be mandated that savings goes directly back to the consumers in a rate reduction. That will be in the statute. But reliability, right? Reliable power matters. Dependability matters. And we have spent billions and billions of dollars on energy production types that have done but nothing but drive up the cost of your energy in Michigan. We're going to go back to, you know, clean natural gas as a priority. You got to remember that under their green plan, natural gas isn't even considered as a clean energy. So that's going to be a mandated. You might have noticed or heard that we are reestablishing a nuclear reactor in the Palisades in West Michigan. The first nuclear reactor that's ever been, what's the right way to say it, unmothballed. To come back to clean energy, to produce energy for the state of Michigan. And I'm going to tell you, we've had some circumstances this winter when we were in the middle of the cold spells, that, you know, off the record, utility companies were a little bit nervous. They were nervous. They were doing things like calling a large industrial facility saying, hey, if we need you guys to back off on your energy consumption so we can prevent rolling blackouts or brownouts, would you be willing to do that for us? That's something that most people don't hear about, Paul. That's how concerning this energy production for the people of the state of Michigan are. And I would argue that this bill is 100% pro-consumer and 100% anti-government intervention with regard to telling you how you have to get your electricity.
Do you think you'll be able to get Democrats on board with this? Will this be something you can get bipartisan support for?
Actually, I do think you will get some bipartisan support. With regard to the governor signing it, I can give you speculatively what I've heard. I think that the governor knows that this is a problem, although it might not fit her political party's narrative with regard to energy. But if you've been paying attention recently, Governor Whitmer, seems to be in a position on a number of topics that at least she's allowing reality to come into her decision-making on whether she's going to support it or not. And I think that this is probably going to be one of those things that if it lands on her desk and we can get enough support in the Democrat-controlled Senate to pass it, I think you would see the governor sign it.
We will keep an eye on it. It's going to be very interesting. Jay, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for telling us about this.
You bet, Paul. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.